Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Saturday, December 17th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Light Out of Darkness. Our text is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Pastor Chris says, if you ever went underwater, the only light that you have in the water, if there's no artificial lighting, is the light that's coming from above the water. Now, the Bible says the whole earth was in darkness, and the light that was above the water was darkness. But 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 tells us how God changed the situation. He commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts. The light didn't come from heaven, because in heaven there is no darkness at all. The light didn't come out of God, because in Him there is no darkness at all. The light came out of the darkness in the earth. It brings to mind an amazing discovery by some scientists in 1934. The sonoluminescence experiment. They created bubbles inside water and then activated sound waves towards the bubbles to collapse the bubbles. The bubbles were supposed to collapse by some form of implosion. When the bubbles imploded, light was emitted. They were in shock. How could that be? They were experimenting for something else when they happened upon this amazing phenomenon. In 1989, similar experiments were carried out, this time with a single bubble, so that this particular phenomenon could be observed more clearly. Is it possible that sound waves would cause bubbles underwater or liquids to implode and light would result? They wondered. Further experiments were carried out and it was found to be so. Light was emitted when sound waves were excited against imploding bubbles. Those scientists only found out what God did in the beginning in bringing form and order to a chaotic world of darkness. As read in our opening scripture, He spoke and His speech, words, created sound waves. When we talk, we release energy, and this energy goes out in form of sound waves. So when God said, "Let there be light," energy was released, and light came out of the darkness in the water. What's this telling us? It lets us know that the original source material for everything is God's Word, blessed truth. Please take this confession with me. There are no uncertainties and confusion in my path, because Christ is my light, my wisdom and my strength. I'm walking in and fulfilling God's perfect will for my life, established in the path of greatness and excellence forever. When I speak, energy is released to create that which my words have formed. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 from the Amplified Classic, and Psalm chapter 119 verse 130. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, this lets us know that the original source material for everything is God's Word, blessed truth. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.